Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the remainder of this year while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return December 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at KCCFC.net. One more important announcement. I am happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at KCCFC.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. We are more than conquerors in all things through Jesus. Amen. Let's continue with my teaching titled, The Fruit of the Born-Again Spirit. This teaching is an in-depth study of the book of Galatians chapter 5. The Holy Spirit gave me this teaching in response to all of the negative and abusive rhetoric and confrontations we experience and hear about daily. People in general are operating by their ungodly thoughts and emotions and lashing out at others for no apparent reason. Satan has persuaded these individuals to act out their aggression on the innocent and those weaker than themselves. Rarely do we hear reported on the news about individuals who have demonstrated acts of kindness or compassion on behalf of others. Listener, you may be in a hurting situation and feeling isolated, but unfortunately, you are not alone. There are hurting people all over the world, in our communities and families, because of living under the influence of the lies of Satan. Christians have the answer, and the truth is found in Jesus. We are the light of the world, and we of all people should be able to demonstrate the perfect love of God to others. Satan and his evil assignments cannot prevail when God's people live according to the Holy Bible. In Jesus, we got the victory over all of Satan's lies and attacks. However, it is the responsibility of each Christian to grow in the attributes and character of our Savior if we want to enjoy peace of mind and prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. If you are interested in being a godly example of Jesus Christ and growing in faith, growing in love, growing in joy, growing in peace, growing in patience, growing in kindness, growing in goodness, growing in faithfulness, growing in gentleness, and growing in self-control, please join me every Wednesday morning to study the fruit of the born-again spirit. If you are not with us from the beginning of this teaching or would like to re-listen to the previous programs aired, please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear any of the episodes now archived under our radio page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. For this study, I will be quoting from the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible, unless otherwise stated. Now let's continue where I left off last week. We were examining the sins of the sinful nature as listed in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 21, when I ran out of time. Let's complete our examination of the sin of selfish ambition. I will reread my definition from the New Webster Dictionary and remind you where we should look to for our answers to life. Selfish ambition. Selfish means caring only or chiefly for oneself, regarding one's own interests or advantage, proceeding from love of self. As Christians, our life's guidebook is the Holy Bible. Therefore, to define what is right or wrong on any topic, the act must be in accordance with God's word, not what society says is right or wrong. Because we know that Satan is running this corrupt world system, and he has deceived the world to be his tools of destruction. So we must not follow the leading of this corrupt world system. Now let's go back to the Bible and read some scriptures that discuss the sin of selfish ambition. I will be reading out of the New King James Bible translation. Please turn to the book of Luke, chapter 18. Luke 18:14, Jesus is speaking. Verse 14 says, "I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Let's continue with 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We're going to read verses 8 through 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting with verse number 8. It says, "No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals or sodomites." Verse 10, "Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." Verse 11, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Holy Spirit of our God." Christians, we all were sinners saved by grace. And when we were sinners, we lived under the curse. That sinful nature had us sinning. And all those things that we have been talking about, those sins of the flesh, many of us participated in them. But I want to reread verse number 11, because we no longer need to sin if we choose to do the right thing, and that is to live according to God's word. So verse 11 says, "And such were some of you." Some of us were selfish. Some of us were hateful. Some of us were drunkards. Some of us were doing all kinds of evil. But listen what it says. "But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Holy Spirit of our God." When we came to Jesus and accepted him as our Savior and Lord, we were washed in his blood. We were cleansed of that sinful nature. Our spirit man went from spiritually dead to spiritually alive. So it is incumbent on us individually and collectively to say no to sin and live for Christ. Amen. All right, let's continue with 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I will be reading verse number 24. It says, "Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being." Now, we're not saying that we should not want the best for ourselves. What we're saying is that we should not be seeking our own at the expense of others. We should care for one another. especially in the body of Christ. We should not be causing all kinds of destruction and hurt and pain on others. We should want the best for all of us. Amen. All right, I want to continue with 2 Timothy chapter 3. I will be reading verses 1 through 7. I'm going to continue to be reading out of the New King James Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting with verse number 1, says, "But you know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God." Verse number 5. "Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people turn away." I want to put a little pin right there. Family, we as Christians should not allow other Christians to disrupt, to cause divisions, discord, and disunity in the church. We are not to participate in their activities, and we should not take up relationships or fellowship with them, because it will only cause you to turn away from the things of God and operate according to their sin. Verse number 6. "For of this sort are those who creep into our households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts." Last verse, number 7, says, "Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." Now, you know, we have people in the church come every Sunday, even Bible studies, talking about their studying God's word. And they may be able to memorize some of those scriptures and verses and quote them to us, but they are not operating according to the word. They are causing havoc in the church. Those kinds of individuals we must stay away from. And we must pray for them and encourage them to come back to the things of God. But we can't participate in any of that kind of sin. It will only cause division, only cause hatred among the brethren. All right, let's do our last verse for this sin of selfish ambition. Let's go to the book of James. We're going to read from chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. James 3, 14 through 16. Verse 14 says, "But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth." And family, the truth is found in God's word. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. Family, once again, this kind of wisdom is ungodly, and it does come from the God, false God of this world, which is Satan. Verse 16, "For where envy and self-ambition exist, confusion and every evil thing are there." Now, again, as a reminder, Christian, this letter in the book of James was written to Christians, not to the world. We know that as sinners, sinners have a sin nature, and all they can do is sin. But those of us who have come out of that deception and have accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, we have the ability to say no to sin and yes to God. So it is up to us individually to will to do the word of God. And that means we must let go of envy and self-ambition. All right, let's continue with the next sin listed in the book of Galatians chapter 5, which is divisions. Divisions means the act of dividing or separating into parts, discord, dissension, variance, the separation of members. Now the saying goes, to divide and conquer. And Satan has masterminded this evil ploy to keep the people of God fighting against one another. In so doing, Satan is stopping the good news from covering the world and thus delaying the second coming of our Savior and Lord. That is a bad witness for Satan, and he loves it. We must remember who we are in Christ and live out the Word of God in this earth realm so that our witness will draw people to our Savior and Lord. Let's go to the book of Psalm. I want to read from 140 verses 1 and 2. Psalm 140, 1 and 2. I'm going to continue to be reading from the New King James Bible. Verse number 1 says, deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men who plan evil things in their hearts. They continually gather together for war. Verse number 3. They sharpen their tongues like a serpent. The poison venom of aspis, a snake, is under their lips. We're talking about the sin of divisions. People who cause division, strife, and discord in the body of Christ. They have evil intentions, and as Christians, that should not be in our heart. Let's go on to the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, one verse, verse 28. Proverbs 16:28 says, a perverse man sows strife, conflict, and a whisperer, gossip, separates the best of friends. And I know some of you, as well as myself, have been experiencing such issues. People, family members, co-workers, people in the church who start up strife and gossip against one another. That separates even the best of friends. So don't be one of those individuals, and don't give ear to those who cause that kind of conflict. Be the peacemaker. All right, let's continue with Proverbs chapter 26, verse 21. Proverbs 26:21 says, as charcoal is to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man who has causes arguments to kindle strife. Again, a contentious man, that's an individual who causes arguments, he is the one that causes strife. Don't be that person. Don't give ear to those kind of people. All right, let's go to the book of Romans, chapter 16. We're going to be reading verses 17 through 18. Romans 16, 17 through 18 says, now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. I'm so sad to say this, but all of us have experienced such issues in the body of Christ. People who call themselves Christians, and they go around causing divisions and offenses to other Christians, just stirring up trouble. Keep away from them. Pray for them, but don't get involved in their gossip and ill will. All right, let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, one verse, verse number 10. 1 Corinthians 1:10 says, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Now, the very fact that God put this in his word, that we should all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among us, means it is possible. He would never tell us to do something that we could not do. So all of us have a free will, and this flesh has to be kept under subjection to the word of God. It will try to rear up its ugly head and do those sinful things it used to do when it was a sinner. But we are under control, and we got the authority, power, and dominion that is given to us in God's word to stop and do right. So let's all make a choice to do the right thing based on God's word. All right. Again, we can do this, Christian, if we study God's word and then apply it to our lives. Avoid religious traditions that are not in accordance to God's holy word. Let's go to Titus chapter 3. I want to read verses 9 through 11. Titus 3, 9 through 11 say, "But avoid foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless. Reject a divisive man after the first and second warning, knowing that such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned." Now, verse 10 lets us know that we should forgive, and we should want to reconcile and be in fellowship with fellow Christians. But notice that it says, "Reject a divisive man after the first and second warning." People have peculiar agendas. And even though they're in the church, they may not want to be righteous. They may not want to be loving and kind. So, after you point their ear to them, love on them, pray with them, encourage them, if they choose not to change, it's time to get away from that individual. Let God handle it. Let Him touch their heart and give them the reason to change. Family, God does not condemn people. People are condemned by their free will actions that are contrary to their own good and God's word. If we just choose to avoid the sins of the sinful nature, we would experience the good life in Jesus, a life of prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. All right, family, let's continue with the next sin listed in the book of Galatians chapter 5, and it is, "Everyone is wrong except you and yours." This word "wrong" means not right, not according to rule, wish, design, or the like. Now, in the New King James Bible, the word "heresies" is used in place of "everyone is wrong except you and yours." Now, heresies means opinion profoundly at odds with what is generally accepted, a teaching contrary to the truth. Here is a current event that demonstrates this kind of sin known as heresies. There is much misinformation about COVID-19 and the vaccine that was developed to protect the public. The information and lies started with Donald Trump's administration, causing the death of thousands of people in the United States and around the world. I've said this in other teachings, but I think it's important to repeat this truth once again. Our Heavenly Father is the healer through the blood of Jesus. However, God created the office of doctor, other medical professionals, medicine, surgeries, and vaccines to help mankind when we miss the mark. It is God that has given man the ability to treat sickness and disease while we stand in faith for our complete healing from Him. We should not be afraid of medical professionals or treatments and or vaccines. What we should do is pray before going to the doctor, taking medicine and or vaccines, so that God will give these medical professionals wisdom to properly diagnose, treat, and medicate us. We should also pray over the medicine so that we will not experience the side effects that could cause us harm. And then thank the Heavenly Father that with Jesus' stripes, we are healed. Amen. I know for a fact that when my women's Bible study group heard about this demonic virus back in March 2020, we prayed to God for the solution to the problem based on God's promise found in Psalm 91. And I think it's safe to assume that Christians all over the world were praying as well. This is why I believe that the research for the vaccine was quick to be discovered. I praise our living God that we have the solution and that everyone who is able to take the vaccine will do so. Oh, I'm so sorry, family. I am out of time. Please come back next week as we continue our study on the book of Galatians, chapter 5. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.